Anything above 150,000 people displaced in a few days would overwhelm the best laid plans. Again, from our dialogue, from our conversation with the military who is conducting the offensive, there is a clear understanding that people who will wish to remain locked down in their homes will be allowed to do so, and they will be protected to the extent possible, and that people who may feel more safe for them and their families to flee, they will be allowed to do so. So we will probably have significant displacement. The city is huge, you know, there may be anything from 1.2 to 1.5 million still inside the city. But this displacement, because of the military strategy to avoid causing large-scale displacement, may be staggered over time. And this is indeed the best hope for the humanitarians. We are finalizing camps at a frantic pace, but the camp capacity is still limited to around 60,000 people now. So if people are displaced from the city in waves, it will be easier to manage. If they are displaced at once more than 150,000 to 200,000, it will become a humanitarian disaster.
What kind of support you're providing right now and putting in place?
We have said yesterday an airlift to bring in 7,000 tents from Dubai and Amman to complete the stock of tents of UNHCR in time in preparation for the large-scale displacement that we are expected in the forthcoming weeks from Mosul. In total, UNHCR foresees to have 50,000 tents. 20,000 will be set up in formal UN camps according to international minimum in humanitarian standards. 25,000 we will avail to emergency sites established by the Ministry of Displacement of Iraq and IOM. And another 5,000 we will keep for routine maintenance interventions. Tents. So the airlift is ongoing. It will be completed on Saturday. We will receive 7,000 tents urgently by air to make sure that we are prepared.
There are certain conditions that have to be established in the places where the shelter will be. Talk to us about this a little bit more, please.
The places where the shelter will be, by definition, must be protected, so must be far enough from the front line so that no shelling and no mortars will fall on them. They must not be established on contaminated areas, meaning that there should be no risk that the displaced Iraqis would explode on a landmine, on an unexploded remnant of war. And of course, they should be designed in a protection-sensitive manner, meaning, for example, that where you have toilet blocks and shower blocks and kitchen blocks, this should be in an area which is lit up at night, where there is the risk of possible gender-based violence is minimized, and that women, and particularly and girls, feel protected, even if their coping mechanism may and their male relatives may have gotten lost in the course of the flight from Mosul, because this is one of the biggest risk. When you become a displaced person, you lose contact with your traditional coping mechanism. You are in a situation of bewilderment, and this may expose you to risks which you would not have when you are at home, protected by your family and kins.